Reish Pei Beis Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says that we're knowing to call seven Aliyahs up and finish the whole Parashas HaShavua with them, and then say the Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish, and then the Maftir gets called up, and the Maftir reads over what the Shvi'i read, or at least part of what the Shvi'i read. And the Rama says the same thing as on Yom Tov. What's the Rama adding on to the Mechaber? The same way on Shabbos, that the Maftir is after the Kaddish, he's an additional Aliyah. Yom Tov also, the Maftir is after the Kaddish, is an additional Aliyah. Because even though we paskin that the Maftir could be from the seven Kruim on Shabbos, and Hu'adi on Yom Tov from the five Kruim, since the Arashita is the whole not like that, and the Maftir cannot be from the regular Kruim, and since on Shabbos you could be Moisav on the seven Aliyahs, and the Ramah is adding that Me'ikar on Yom Tov also could be Moisav on the five Aliyahs, even though we don't usually do that except in Simchas Torah. So the Gabi this, we do that we finish the Parasha, we finish the Kriya, and then we say the Kaddish, and then we call the Maftir separately to separate it. And because the Maftir is being after the Kaddish, the whole Kriyas HaYoyim has to be finished by the original seven or the original five Kriyim, because only then can the Kaddish come, and then we call up the Maftir. As opposed to, the Rama says during the week, when you cannot be Moisav in the Kriyim, then the last one's the Maftir. For example, on the Tainis by Mincha, we have Torah of Dirshu, so there, that the Shlisha, the third Aliyah, the Yisrael, he is the Maftir, because we cannot add on onto the Minigal Kriyim, onto the Minigal Kriyim. On a day when there's two or three Sivrei Torah, three Sivrei Torah, the Maftir is the last one. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Chodesh, when it falls out on Rosh Chodesh, the Maftir is the last one. And that's the Halacha, and that's a Renoig, like it says Shulchan Aruch, Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now, the Rama says that a Katan, Kulein, he could be the one that's Nikra for the Maftir, even with Parshas HaMasafim. For example, on Yom Tov, when the Maftir is not just reading over the last few Pesukim was laid in the Parsha, but rather it's a whole new Kriya, it's the Parsha of the Musaf HaYom, still a Kotan can be the one to get the Aliyah and the one to lay in it. And even Dalet Parshas, there are Maisav and Adar, Parsha Shkolim, Zocha, Par, and Achidash, the Maftir says the Loch is, the Minig is, that a Kotan could be the one to do that Kriya. And the Mishtabur points out that even Parsha Zocha is a Chayvim and Altera, that every single year has to hear it, and the Kotan is the Enim Achayv Bedover. He cannot be Moitzit Tzibur here in Parsha Zohar. Still, nowadays, the Valkyrie is the one who lanes it. He's the one that's Moitzit Tzibur with the Chiv. Now, the Kotan is the one who's getting the Aliyah over here. And for that, the Kotan can get the Aliyah. To be the Valkyrie of Parsha Zohar, that we will not allow the Kotan to be. But to get the Aliyah with the God laning it, that would be okay. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, the are those are a Machmer, and say, Taka, that Kotan should not be called up for the Mafti of the Aliyah of Parsha Zohar. Even Parsha Par, that some say is the Raisa. And Mr. Brewer says that's Maskona, that's of the Eli Rabban, the Archaim, that Taka Kotan should not be called up for the Maftir of Parshas Zohar, and even Parshas Para, he shouldn't really be called up for. The Shal comes in the Gear sometimes, when you have Bar Mitzvah falls out Parshas Zohar, Parshas Para, Bar Mitzvah Bar is 13 years old, but coming out to Chazaka de Rava, because no one checked that he's a heavy Shtei Cyrus, so then, getting involved with the Shal of the Raiso, Shal arises, could the Kotan be called up for the Aliyah? Parshas Zohar, and even Parshas Para, it's questionable if the Kotan can get the Aliyah. Mishnah Berurah says also on the first day of Shavuos we lay the Merkava for the Haftarah, Shisha Pesach, we lay the Shira, Shabbat Shuva, all these times also the minhag is nechatchila not to call a Kotan up for Maftir. And Mishnah Berurah brings the Shuvas Parach Shushan says the all the Dara Parashas is not really read by a Kotan and is brought down by a Kveger. And even another Maftir that you could call a Kotan, still Mishnah Berurah says from the Achrenim the only Kotan is the Gila Chinuch, he knows how to read the words properly. Little kids who can't read the Haftarah properly, they should not be called up for Maftir and Haftarah. Now, the Rama says, he acknowledges the Ardor Zoro Chaylik, and said, Kotan should not be called up for the Parshas himself and for Dal Parshas. However, the Rama's Achral is that we could do it, and we could call the Kotan up. Even though Tzchokim, they agree that by regular Maftir, you can go to the Kotan, we're just reading over what the Shvi of the last Aliyah laned. Only talking about these special Kriyas. Even though the Rama's Machriya that you could, we said from the Mishnah Berurah that the Archokim, Parshas Zohar, even Parshas Para, and many of the others, a Kotan should not be called up for. Then there's Kaddish that said, and Kaddish is said after Shvi and before the Maftir, and it doesn't make a difference if they had seven Aliyahs or more Aliyahs or whatever it is. Kaddish is after the last Aliyah from the regular Parsha, and after that we call up laying the Maftir, as opposed to during the week when there's only three Aliyahs, then the Kaddish comes after the third Aliyah. It doesn't make a difference how many Sefer Torah taken out. On Chol HaMoed Pesach, the two Sefer Torah taken out, and the Kaddish is after the Revi, because it's not at the Tosefos, the Revi is from the Ikar Kruim. Chol HaMoed Sukkos also, there's only one Sefer Torah, the Kaddish is after the Revi, and the regular weekday Kaddish is after the Yisrael, after the Shlishi. Only on Shabbos Yom Tov, when the Maftir is Tosefos on the seven or the five Kruim, then the Kaddish is said after the last curry, before the Maftir.